From Ashland to Whistler, Northwest cities large and small are grappling with whether and how to regulate short-term rentals of accommodations. Concern about rowdy behavior or preserving housing stock for workers motivates regulation. In the small town of Gearhart on the Oregon coast, rental property owners have forced an unusual referendum on the November ballot. It would repeal and replace restrictive rules passed by the city council. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Gearhart homeowner Joy Sigler decided a year ago to renovate her son's bedroom and the attached bathroom now that the young man is off to college.
You know, it's a very cozy little room, and
Sigler figured she could make some extra cash renting it out on Airbnb, the online home sharing website.
We spent a considerable amount of money making it very beautiful, with beautiful tiling. It meets all the qualifications for safety.
So it looks like a nice place, but you're not listed. Why?
The city has created an ordinance that has made my ability to offer that illegal.
Sigler is blocked by city rules that effectively capped short-term rentals in the beach town. Those limits came about because residents like Bill Berg were alarmed by the proliferation of vacation rentals made possible by websites like Airbnb, Vacasa, and VRBO. Berg joined crowds who pressed the Planning Commission and then the City Council for tight restrictions to preserve the town's residential character.
Vacation rental agencies flooded us with postcards inviting us to turn our homes over to them. Think of all the money we can make by renting out our houses on a weekend basis. I mean, it was just incredible. So a reaction was inevitable.
Berg also raises an issue that comes up in almost every place that debates this, the shortage of housing for full-time residents.
The growth of the vacation rentals, the transient rentals, the elimination of homes that might have been available for long-term rentals is very frustrating to the employers of this county.
Last fall, the Gearhart City Council unanimously passed those rules for vacation rentals. In addition to the limit on permits, the rules include occupancy caps, requirements for off-street parking, inspections, and having someone available to respond to problems 24 hours per day. Frustrated property owner Joy Sigler then helped gather the necessary voter signatures to force a referendum on this November's ballot.
And the city has taken away my right to have somebody in my home while I'm in it. They have made their ordinance so restrictive that no part of your structure, no part of your home shall be used for short-term lodging. That is so severe.
Gearhart's population is just over 1,500, so the referendum is mostly being waged with flyers and person-to-person. The hotel industry and its online rivals are sitting this one out. San Francisco is the only other Western U.S. city to hold what there was nicknamed the Airbnb referendum, a multi-million dollar fight in 2015. But the underlying issue is clearly emerging in more and more places. In Leavenworth, Washington, the city council this January prohibited the short-term rental of entire houses. In Bend, the city requires vacation rental owners to give visitors a tip sheet on how to be a respectful neighbor. Portland requires a mandatory safety inspection. Now a lot of eyes are turning to Seattle, where the mayor and city council, in fits and starts, are trying to prevent conversion of apartments into short-term rentals. The Municipal Research and Services Center is a Seattle-based nonprofit that advises cities. Policy manager Steve Butler says there is no model ordinance to guide cities for how to deal with vacation rentals.
There's really no one set answer because each community is probably going to have a different set of issues.
Butler emails city councilors or planners who ask a package of links with about 10 approaches various Western cities have taken. Airbnb has its own toolkit for government officials to consider, too. In Gearhart, vote-by-mail ballots on the vacation rental referendum need to be returned by Election Day, November 7th. I'm Tom Bonsi in Gearhart, Oregon.